This is the Women Who Radiate Wealth podcast, where we show up as we are and have fun in business. Join the confidence coach, Susan Axelrod, and media mogul and media coach, Cornelia Stephanie, as they focus on women's entrepreneurship, empowering female entrepreneurs. They speak about infusing financial and emotional self-confidence in business while making your offer, being intentional and purposeful with what you want to bring to fruition. Are you a woman who radiates wealth? Join Cornelia and Susan here as they have fun in business.
Hello, Cornelia. Great to see you today.
Hi, Susan. Nice to be here. It's been a while since we've done Women Who Radiate Wealth podcast.
You know, Cornelia, this is one of my favorite things to do. I love this podcast called Women Who Radiate Wealth, showing up as you are and having fun in business. This is something that I've been working on in my business for many years, and I certainly know you have too. We keep a very strict line to showing up as we are, not as anyone else would have us be, showing up as we want, not as anyone else wants us to be, because that is how you can have fun in business. Am I right about this?
Yes, you are speaking the gospel truth.
So that brings us to this topic then today, which I feel is very important. For those who know me, I am a recovering type A perfectionist with all that goes along with that. People who know me today don't know me as that, but that is my past. I lived in that way for many, many, many years of my professional life. And so the word planning had a certain attachment to it. Business planning. I was a planner. Everything I did, starting from a very young age, actually, Cornelia, age 14 is when my leadership intuitively filled in. I got to where I got to. I went to one of the best colleges in the country because of planning. I ended up progressing at a very young age in a career because of planning, and so on and so forth. It worked well for me in some ways, but in the end, as my soul ascended, a story for a different time, I began to feel disconnected, Cornelia, because I was a really good planner. I had boxes and checklists and goals and timelines and strategic thinking. I'm a high-level strategist, as of course are you. But that picture really put me, in the end, painted me into a box. And that did not go well for me. So as I've observed you in business, which is extreme, as you are extreme in business, and as I've observed you in business and your growth in your own ascension in business, in real light years going forward quickly, I wanted to bring this topic to the table. Does business planning still support business growth? And or what is the new earth way of what we used to call business planning?
Well, the first thing I would say is I don't know. I mean, that's going to be the first thing. But when I want to say something else about when you said, you know, people that knew you before, you know, they knew you as, you know, your type A personality, and, you know, that's how they knew you. And I was thinking that must have been before you wrote the book.
It was before I wrote the book, which is titled Your Job Is to Be. Yes, my book came out in 2018. And that was after well more than a decade, well more of growth. I used to call it work, and now I call it growth through therapy and many different other healing modalities that I learned along the way. So yes, it was in my before time.
Yeah. And so now that we learned how to just be and brought that back into balance, you know, now, you know, learning how the being and the doing work together, you know, in a beautiful, cohesive way.
Yes.
Right. And that's all part of that ascension you were talking about and our new earth experience. So like right now, you know, we're coming towards the end of the year, and our traditional structuring programming, that how we've been trained in society, is, you know, we're in the holiday season now, and then we're trained to come January 1 and January 2 to know what our New Year's resolutions and goals are, and then hit the gate running and start achieving all of those goals. And then by January 15th, we're getting on the phone and making an appointment with our therapist because something's wrong, something's not working, and you know, and we're depressed, maybe you can increase the medication. You know, because we set ourselves up for an inorganic path that is based on a calendar that is really not supporting our true sustainable nature, and that is to, you know, live within the seasons that we're living in the season of the new earth's evolution. Okay. And so part for me, I feel like when we're in January, we are deep in the middle of winter, and we are still going over all the experiences and interactions and choices and decisions we make and didn't make, and all the different things from 2021. And it still is requiring some resolution and healing, and also past projects that still need to be, you know, completed, or you're moving household, or you're getting a new job, or you're doing all these new things. So I find that the period after the holidays, December, January, February, is really that completion time. And if I live by the time of the spring being the real beginning of the new year. And so to me, like, I'm diving into digesting the year's experiences and really listening to what does my soul want now? And like, what's important to me now? Because a lot of times we listen to the planning of our ego mind that says, we have to have this, we have to do this, we have to plan this, we have to do this. And this is all the mental programming thinking, because we're never asking the soul.
Yeah.
In quiet and private cave and digestive time, what do you want now? Do you still really want to be the Amazon, or not Amazon, but the New York Times best-selling author? Do you still want that as a dream? And when you're asking, and asking why is that? And then go deeper and find out, you might discover, oh, that was a mental egoic dream. That's really not the way that I want to go forward now. So I think during this time of completions and releasing and letting go, that planning time is going to come back in, but not at the way that we're used to planning everything from a linear perspective. And that's also the masculine energy of linear planning. And that is the old way. That is not the feminine new earth intuitive way, because it's not coming from a multidimensional perspective, not coming from a circular way of living and being. What our number one job should be in planning right now is how much can you take care of your physical body, and how can you achieve and bring balance into your life every single day, and how can you make everything meaningful? That should be the plan over above all plans. And I know, you know, we have to make money, and I know, you know, in business we have to make sure that we keep our appointments. That's why we have a schedule. And we can schedule our calls and we can do those things. But that's why I'm asking everyone to, you know, take it into the time period now and make this a new way of living and being by asking your soul, what does he or she want now in this way of going forward? And sit and live in that question for a while. And then when the answer comes, you can go and structure that out. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily, you know, like you can structure like, oh, let me put structure here. Let me plan this here so that maybe by the end of 2022, you will hire that manager that you've wanted to hire, or you will have, you know, done some of these things. But let's take a step back. Mm. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So, of course, having fun in business is the part of the tagline, as we do. And there are many things that I would like to address here. I want to recognize Joanna Lindenbaum, who has a program that I did take, a coaching program called Sacred Rhythms. And it is attached to the seasons, Cornelia, in the way that you shared. And what I learned from her is the seasons don't have to be the big four seasons in the exact same time, but that anything has a season. A project has a season. A book, if you're writing a book, there are seasons. Something personal that's happening in your life, a personal experience, maybe have those four seasons in a microcosm. Yeah. I, in my work as an intuitive business confidence coach, I do invoke the calendar as something we all have in common. So this is very important. The actual calendar, the Gregorian calendar that we use, most people have that in common. So that can provide that structure that Cornelia talked about later, but only after we've been through, in my parlance, this soul balancing that Cornelia talked about. And so when you do take this time in the season of the winter, as it's called, and it doesn't matter if the winter months are outside, Cornelia just told us, non-linear, but in the season of the winter, when you take that hibernation time, when you take that time to go in, when you look back and see how the harvest was, how the crops turned out from the year before or the earlier in the year or the end of the prior project, that's when you really ask these questions, you open up, you create time and space in you to achieve clarity. So in full disclosure, this is already the continuation of a conversation that Cornelia and I were just having before, because this is what we do. And I said to you earlier, well, now I'm hearing you say, well, now there's going to be this with the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group app, the KS Media Group app. And then there's going to be that. And I said, well, you just said, you know, how does that work if you're not planning? And you said, it comes up intuitively. This is what I call intuitive business. When you're in that intuitive. Yeah, exactly.
It comes up intuitively. And see, and here's the other thing. Like I said, you know, all of a sudden I'll have the thought, oh, you know, what about this for the group? What about this for the group? What about this for the marketing? What about this for the next step? So it'll come up in the morning coffee, in the morning reflection, in the morning journaling time, or, you know, on a walk or something like that, right? It'll come up like that. But the other thing I know that I'm not in a position right now, nor have I given myself the space I need to go ask my soul the questions that I asked you to ask. Mm-hmm. So I haven't taken that time because there hasn't been. There's just been everything that has been, you know, getting ready up for that holiday season. We've been going through this eclipse cycles and all these different things. It's just been so much. There hasn't been time. I'm looking forward to getting quiet and speaking it out, telling you that this is what I'm getting ready to do so that my body can follow the words that I'm speaking and saying, I want to take some quiet time, some private time to ask the soul, what does she want now and how do you want to move forward? And then sit with that and allow that to come and then rise from that inspiration of that's going to come from the inside to where it's like, I'm inspired by this. I want to do this next.
Yes, that this is the thing. As a reminder, we are talking to entrepreneurs in this podcast. If you're a woman in the second half of life, or a woman running your own business, or in a small business and deep in cohort, making mission happen, deep in the passion of what it is that you're doing, then this is the model for you. I call it intuitive business. This is the model where you bless yourself with time that Cornelia just delineated, for example, here, and clarity and conscious commitment to that which you want to design and create and then implement. And right. That, yeah, and that is what is lacking over recently. I had conversations with some people who are sort of middle to high level managers in corporate world, in corporations, and that is not something that they are allowed or permitted. That's in fact discouraged because they're on what I call the hamster wheel. And by the way, I'm not I'm speaking about it. I'm not judging them or judging that. I'm making a basis of comparison. Let me be clear. There's something to be said for having a consistent paycheck. We're speaking to people who are entrepreneurs, who are in intuitive business, in passion spaces, where you are having your coffee and say, this is what I want to do. Then I want to help people, you know, understand and think about what their next good habit is, as is the case in, you will see, the KS Media Group app. Because Cornelia, you're sitting there in your intuitive space and it's coming up what you want to offer the people who come in to your community.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm just, because what we're doing with the KS Media app, which, by the way, everyone's that's listening to this podcast, go get the app. We are not just asking you to get the app. We're all using Yeah, Susan termed that coined that term. Yes, so we're users of the app. So go get it at the App Store, KS Media Group app, and download it. Create your free account, get your free ebook, and go under the universal question there under directories, and go journal what it is that you want to co-create in 2022. I can tell you right now, before I even went into asking my soul, what is it that I want more? I want to right now create more from a meaningful place and build more sustaining relationships with my tribe, the people. And I want to bring in the prosperity in business, sustainability in business, especially for us women business owners and men too, where now it's our turn now, time to really sustain with the work that we're doing out in the world. That's going to be a focus for me, but it already has been a focus. It's not even something that it's new, just like the KS Media Group isn't new. This is a regular standard of business, but there's also something new that wants to be experienced from my own soul's being. And I have to make that space and provide that environment for me to even ask the question and then allow the answer to come out. And one of the things I love doing is asking the question from a place of curiosity so that the mental body cannot answer. I don't want to hear the answer. I want to live in the question, meaning like, curious. Like, I wonder, you know, how is this going to be? I wonder what's going to make me happy. I wonder what's going to give me greater soul fulfillment. I wonder what am I going to? So coming at it from that place and sitting with it throughout the holiday season, journaling and taking notes in the KS Media app.
Right. So let me say, I just pulled it up. And the universal question is, what are you looking forward to and creating in your life for 2022? This is an invitation to contemplate, connect inward, and become more intimate with yourself. Now, I want to make a very clear note to you that your journal entries are private. They cannot be seen by anybody connected to the app. I myself asked that question, so that's why I know the answer. And then the follow-up question, are you attached to the outcome of what you're creating in your life? Or are you in your knowing that what you are creating is your birthright? I love the language here. This is the best business planning to me. This is the difference of the new earth way of planning in business. The old way was that linear way Cornelia talked about, which is where you plan things and then you execute on them no matter what.
Yeah. And that's so rigid, isn't it?
Yes. And I know about rigidity, Cornelia. That's my former type A self. There was no veering one way or the other. And that's why this was a journey for me in my own entrepreneurial intuitive business to allow my, you know, my intuition to rise from soul balancing. This language is, we are two business women here radiating wealth. This is not fluff. It's not, you know, woo-woo. It's nothing. We are in business with clients, full books, full practices, groups, generating income. The difference is that when we are in personal soul connection, or it, when you have synergy like Cornelia and I do, or like you have with so many people in your group, and of course I do in mine, then you're in a more holistic oriented way where metrics don't matter more.
Right.
Metrics don't matter more. Values matter more.
Right.
And that is really the new earth way of business planning, where if you plan this project and it's not going well, Cornelia's done it, I've done it, we've supported each other through it, where you go, hold on a second, we got to veer. Right?
Yeah. Why am I doing this? Why did I feel I need to make space and time for this? Because we know, like, for instance, this morning when I was meeting with a client, when she was telling me about all the things that she's working on in her business and everything, I just wanted to kind of hear a general dump, like put it all out there. And then when she did that, and then she also said somewhere in that general dump, like in the whole thing, there was one sentence that said, I need to make money. So that was very in between all of that. And I pulled that out. That's the number one priority in this particular conversation. With all this stuff is all there, but let's get to this part right here, because the number one thing to calm the ego mind is to know that, yeah, we need to build sustainability. The soul wants that. We know that, because any soul wants to feel secure, wants to be stable in your business, wants to have money flowing in. And don't be shy about it, or don't hold back like, oh, I shouldn't say that, or I'm too spiritual, or this or that, or this or that. On the contrary, you know.
So let me be clear. I want to make money. When I make money, A, I support myself in a healthy and sustainable way. And B, I meet my own personal value of being able to support other women who don't have resources, but really can benefit from my work, my partnership, my supportive energy, and my coaching. So one of the ways I make money is by bringing together an amazing cohort of women in business accountability. This is a year-long group. We meet every week, 7 p.m. Eastern, 90 minutes. It's only 20 people at a max. So we are really in cohort together. And in the time that I've been doing this, women's businesses have grown. But more importantly, women's confidence in their business has grown. And so if you are looking for a cohort, an accountability group to join, then I invite you to connect up with me inside the KS Media Group app. You'll find me there under the influencers in the directories.
Cornelia. Oh my God, I was going to say, you know, being part of your group, seeing how you lead that group every week has been really helping in so many ways. And also seeing the women with how they've really taken ownership for like the next thing and the next thing and the next thing, like what was next for them, what's next for them, what's next for them. And so it's been great to see them go from the place where they were at to now going for, yeah, I want, you know, to have 10K, 5K per month income. And yeah, I'm ready to make those calls and I'm ready to step up. But you support women in all areas of business. Doesn't matter, because the accountability is a group of women that, you know, you could be working at a regular job and you are like a manager or leader in the job or something, and you're a creator and you want to be held accountable for leading in that job. So that also is a way that people have benefited in your groups that I've seen.
And yeah, thank also, you.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, and also I had a discovery call. If you don't know what that means for me that I like to discover whether or not you would be a good person to include in my group. And you would like to discover whether or not my group would be good for you. I had a discovery call with a woman who is working on like an environmental council in her town, I believe. And she has a big project for this, and it's not her business related, and she doesn't own her own business. It's an outside project that she needs accountability in. And so, like you said, whatever area of your life and work that you want to really move forward in, this is an opportunity for you. And Cornelia, I think that you really just hit on something. I watched it in you. Of course, you've watched it in me. And what you just said, I really want to call out, this is tweetable. It's the next step and the next step and the next step. And when you are in your soul connection, when you're in your soul balance, when you are intuitively connected with your business, the personal legacy that you are living to create, then this comes up in you. Like we said earlier, Cornelia is having coffee and she's like, oh, the universal question. And that, what I read to you, is what comes out of it. And so the New Earth way of business planning, there is a vision. There is a personal intuitive mission, but it's no longer 3, 5, 10 years. It's no longer a 10-year strategic plan, even a 1-year strategic plan. It's what are we doing now to move forward, confidently making that offer, isn't it, Cornelia?
It is, and going step by step by step, because we're not doing the same things we've been doing in the past, where we've been working at a job we hate and letting it suck the life force out of it, out of us, and then retiring into doing what? And so nowadays we're making different choices because we're evolving as a human race. And so we're moving away from being a consumer society to a creator society that's in harmony with nature and listening more into whatwillyourlegacybe.com or what does your soul want? More of those kinds of questions. And of course, how can you sustain and, you know, make income in doing what it is that you love, helping other people and doing it well. But that's not done with the same way that we've done all the planning and everything from a linear perspective. It's done from the intuitive. So the universal question that Susan was reading to you was something that also was born in the intuitive. All of a sudden, one day, the universal question just came to, you know, out in the thought. And then it's like, huh, let's roll that out to the group. And we
I mean, I love the idea of the universal question, just the title of it alone, never mind the actual question and the follow-up question, which are in the app and helpful. I love it.
And the question was so great, right? It was like, wow, that's cool. We were all like, wow, this is so great. You know, and we're the ones that are, you know, saying, okay, yeah, let's roll out the universal question. The next thing that we're going to be presenting is the next good habit, the next new habit. So that's also going to be super fun as we're moving into 2022, a master year. 22 is a master number. That vibration is not easy at all, because you're expected to be responsible and in your mastery. But think about what you will be able to create in 2022 in your mastery, in your business, in your life, in your body, in your health, and in your well-being in a 22 vibration moving forward into 2022. So there's a lot to look forward to.
So much. And to that end, I want to say regarding 2022, it's the number of two, it's the number of partnership, and I want to partner with you. Oh. And so if you, you know, as we go forward, Cornelia, whatever it is that comes from our conversations, will I will look forward to it. And to our listeners, I want to invite you to listen to this podcast again, take a pen and pad, and write down the nuggets, and take a few minutes to yourself to breathe and stretch, and then write out what comes to your mind. If you are looking for a group to join, then you can partner with my business accountability group. You can find me at whatwillyourlegacybe.com, and I hang out in the KS Media Group app. Cornelia, as always, my dear friend, I love these conversations, and there were one or two pearls I was trying to remember them, but I myself am going to listen to it again and write them down and share them.
That's so fun. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Susan.
Take care. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.